taking all the suntan. We don't even try and block it. And it's hot as hell, but we don't care. Cause we don't have to go nowhere. We're just chilling day.
Walk along with me. Walk along with me.
第二部分，李阳疯狂英语，口语突破九大步骤。
Step 1. Pronunciation, 发音。
Most inspirational encouragement sentence. Try, try, never say die.
Sentence 1. Time flies.
Sentence 2. I changed my mind.
Sentence 3. I don't mind.
4. Have you ever tried Chinese food?
5. Great minds think alike.
6. How nice of you to do that.
7. It's a good buy at that price.
8. Would you like to go to the movies tonight?
9. I'm waiting for my idol to arrive.
10. It's not right to tell lies.
Step 2. 单词 words. Number 1.
Your Chinese is very surprising. Number 2.
The Chinese language is very different from English. 3. You look wonderful today.
4. We must focus our attention on urgent problems.
5. There's a lot of pressure and anxiety in this kind of work.
6. She has made remarkable progress in English.
7. I think you misunderstood me on this point.
8. I've got a worthwhile job and I enjoy doing it. Money isn't the only reason for working, you know.
亲爱的朋友们，你们可以忍受这种速度吗？用复读机根本不用担心，只要你一按复读键，它就会重复一万遍。 Step 3. 口语要素 Spoken element.
Number 1. It's up to you.
2. I envy you.
3. How can I get in touch with you? How can I contact you? How can I reach you?
4. What's the weather like today?
5. What do you do for relaxation?
6. It's a small world.
7. It's my treat this time. 8. That's the way I look at it, too. I couldn't agree more. Exactly. That's a good point.
Step 4. 中句 short sentences.
Number 1. He's bad at math, but good at English.
2. Stone visits a bookstore every now and then.
3. I've forgotten everything I learned in school.
4. This news means greater thing to us.
5. We have both changed since we parted.
6. We were greatly touched by her speech.
7. Jim went to New York to further his studies in business.
8. Chinese people and American people are very happy. They're out loud. Flash. I have a problem with my mouth. 哎呀，今天嘴巴有问题了。说明呢，李阳也不是万能的，经常会发现嘴巴不听使唤的啊。So, 我慢一点来。8.
Chinese people and American people have very different lifestyles. Step 5. Long sentences, 长句.
Number 1. I accepted the teaching position in a small village overseas because I will get experience and have responsibilities that I wouldn't be able to get for years in a big city. I like the idea of being a big fish in a small pond.
2. It's true that a lot of tax money goes into national defense budget.But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Number 3. The boss is waiting in his office for us to come and explain why we failed to finish this work on time. The sooner we go and face the music, the better.
Step 6. Idioms, 成语.
Number 1. From time to time.
He calls home from time to time.
Number 2. Forget about.
Don't forget about your homework.
Number 3. For sale.
The Browns are leaving America, so their house is for sale.
Number 4. Free of charge.
All the public parks are open to students free of charge.
Number 5. From now on.
From now on, I will try to do better. Step 7. Short articles. 短文。
Chopsticks are used every day in China. Now I'd like to take this opportunity to share the interesting story of their history with you. I think you'll agree that even an ordinary item used in daily life can have a fascinating story.
Although chopsticks originated in China, they're widely used in many Asian countries.
The first chopsticks were made from bone and jade.
In the spring and autumn period, copper and iron chopsticks came into being.
In ancient times, the rich used jade or gold chopsticks to display their wealth.
Many kings and emperors used sewer chopsticks to see if their food was poisoned.
Chopsticks are traditionally placed in brides' dowries because chopsticks, in Chinese, is pronounced kuaizi, which sounds like get a son soon.
Many foreign friends try to use chopsticks when they visit China.
Even former President of the United States, Richard Nixon, used chopsticks at the welcoming banquet held in his honor.
As soon as he left his table, a foreign diplomat grabbed his chopsticks as a historic souvenir.
Remember to tell this interesting story the next time you eat with foreign friends and show off your knowledge.
Remember to show off your knowledge. 一定记住，通过这段文章卖弄你对中国文化的了解。Step 8. Long articles. 经典范文，中西方文化的冲突。The culture conflict of East and West. The following is an interesting story to share with other people. It is a perfect example of language and culture differences between East and West.
A young American woman went to Hong Kong to work. When she arrived, she knew nothing about the Chinese culture or language. On her way to school one day, she went to the bank to get some money. To her surprise, the bank clerk asked her if she had had her lunch. She was extremely surprised at such a question, because in American culture it would be regarded as an indirect invitation to lunch. Between unmarried young people, it can also indicate the young man's interest in dating the girl. Since this bank clerk was a complete stranger to the American girl, she was taken aback and quickly commented that she had eaten already. After this, she proceeded to school and was even more surprised when one of the teachers asked her the same question. By now she realized that it could not be an invitation, but was puzzled as to why they asked it.
And the following day, she was asked the same question again, and she spent many hours trying to work out why so many people kept asking her this. Eventually, she came to conclusion. People must be concerned about her health. She was somewhat underweight at the time, and so she concluded they must be worrying that she was not eating properly. Only much later did she discover that the question had no real significance at all. It was merely a greeting like, "How are you doing?"
Culture differences are sometimes puzzling, but most of the time they are fun.
一定记住最后一句话 Culture differences are sometimes puzzling, but most of the time they are fun. Step 9. 演讲 Speeches.Hi everybody, I'm Stong Lee. Shanghai is my home. I was born and raised there. It was a beautiful and modern city. It is also one of the most important international cities in Asia. You're welcome to visit me anytime. I'll be glad to show you around the town. This is the first time I've left my home and traveled such a long way to Guangzhou to study English. Everything here is new and exciting to me. I'm really impressed with the spirit of initiative.I hope I can get used to it soon with your kind help. I'm looking forward to studying with you and becoming friends with you. When I was in college, I liked walking around the beautiful campus talking with my friends. I hope that when we have time, I can share the same happy moments with you. Thank you.